Righto, Jazz. First test kicking off this week. I tell you what, big crowd descending on Adelaide and a man who will be here next week as well. Probably not a household name just yet, but you might know his Twitter handle, The Grade Cricketer. Outstanding work, some of the best you'll ever see. He's written a great book. We had him on last time. We've got him on again because he's in town.
Yeah.
Dave Edwards, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Thanks, boys. No, definitely not a household name. I'm one third of a fictional Twitter account, so I don't think I'm any time soon going to be on your radar. Well, here we are.
But put it to everybody out there, if you are not following The Grade Cricketer, if you've played 1 ounce of cricket in your life, get it, follow it, because you'll chuckle every single time. It's a stuff we've all done, Dave, so well done and keep up the great work. Let's talk about the current climate, though, mate. Where are we at? How does The Grade Cricketer see Stevie Smith, Dave Warner, local levels, maybe hitting in the nets with the Aussie teams when they're not part of the Aussie teams and having lunches with coaches of the Aussie team?
There's a lot going on there. I mean, the fact that they're stuck playing great cricket for starters is the greatest punishment Cricket Australia could have ever handed down to anyone, let alone those guys. But, you know, a great advertisement for great cricket in the sense that it's finally relevant again. I mean, those guys, as you just said, they were in the nets last week with the Australian bowlers. I think they're wearing their grade and state kit, so a bit of a power play dynamic going on there. Smith captured having lunch with Justin Langer the other day, I think. Yep. In reality, this is probably just phase one of a multi-phase reintegration program, getting them back into the side. So phase two will be a barbecue at Justin Langer's house, you know, catching up with his daughters and so on.
Yeah.
Maybe next phase, getting allowed to return to the team WhatsApp group.
Yep.
Then probably straight back on the test side.
How are we seeing and where are we at now? Have they made up as well and kissed and made up? Jared Waitley, Michael Clarke.
Yeah, well, that was a very classical kind of alpha power play in its own right. It's very, very traditional to, you know, as a test cricketer, not respect anyone who hasn't played test cricket. So the way that he referred to, Jared Waitley as Gerald Wheatley was just, you know, 101 on how to subvert someone. Fantastic. I didn't think Michael Clarke had it in him.
Imagine if Pup had done that when he had a commentary career.
Yeah. Well, I think he's got a thriving commentary career offshore in India.
You can't get one here, Davey boy.
Hey, and Brett Lee.
Hey, mate, what about this new approach by the Australians? Yeah. We're going to be really nice, Dave. You know, you being a great cricketer in great cricket, that doesn't go down well.
I don't know what's going on with, you know, elite honesty and these new mantras. I saw a video the other day of Justin Langer cleaning up the rubbish in the stands after the T20 match versus India. Yeah. Well, we're not going to win games by recycling.
No,
I mean, Shane Warne, you know, in his heyday, he never would have picked up his own rubbish.
Dave, can I put you this? And you, as you say, great cricketers all around the country, I think, collectively vomited together when they heard this. Compete with us, smile with us, fight on with us. But most importantly, dream with
us. You've got to let that go, Luke.
I can't.
I love the mantra. I'm beyond it.
Oh, Dave, I love it. Put it on a piece of toilet paper in every grade shed.
He won't let it go, Dave.
Oh, it is a great mantra. Full credit to the CA copywriters who came up with that. It's wonderful stuff. I mean, obviously, cricket team is on a big PR mission to repair their image and win back the love of the Australian public. And, you know, we're not going to sledge. We're doing pre-game handshakes. Looks very good, and I'm sure... Now, mothers of young boys will be suitably impressed. You know, if day one of Adelaide and India turn up and hit 3 for 600 declared and start chirping at us, do we react? Well, probably, because that's what Australian men do when challenged.
We certainly do. Dave, ball tampering was right up there with inappropriate behaviour with Priest. That's how big a deal it was at one point in time. Has it softened, or is it something that goes on that we've all need to just relax a bit?
And we've all done it.
Oh, we've all done it. I mean, we're here. It's a safe space. We could admit it. I mean, the fallout was immense and no laughing matter for some. But as you say, ball tampering is a thing that happens in park cricket all the time. I've had teammates who swear by leaving the ball in the freezer all week. you know, blokes who've used their buffering machine at their work site to get a bit of shine up. I used to play in a team where we'd swap the ball down at fine leg, you know, from the 156 gram to a 143 two-piecer. Did that advice, you know, was there any advantage there? Certainly not for low-skilled park cricketers, but, you know, maybe for test cricketers.
Dave, as a fast bowler, do you ever use the Vaseline, bit of tub of Vaseline inside your pocket?
I carry a tub of Vaseline with me at all times, not just on the cricket.
Jazz had his on his thigh, so he just reached down and just wiped it on it. Hey, Dave, you've got a show. You're in town. Right. Where are you going to be? Because we're going to give away some double passes.
Okay.
Yeah, so Thursday night, so evening of day one of the Adelaide Test, we're going to be at the Rhino Room, which I understand is a very salubrious Adelaide establishment. We've got a podcast on iTunes. We're basically bringing that to the stage.
Okay, cool.
Ed Cowan is going to be our special guest. But there's a couple of other big names who aren't on the bill that might be making a cameo, so it'd be great to see some people down there.
Well, mate, it'll be great. I'll give you one piece of advice. With it being that hot, stay well hydrated.
Yeah, good luck, Dave.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that we won't make it to the venue.
3 to 4 over spells, that's all you need.
All right, there he is, Dave Edwards, aka the great cricketer. He and a couple of mates on Twitter. Very, very funny stuff, mate. Thanks for talking. Enjoy the summer of cricket.
Thanks, guys.
There he is, Dave Edwards on the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis, 104.7 Triple M.